and we're calling it AGE, the age pill. Now, aging, just to give you, I'm on a limited time too, so I've only got about another 10 minutes, but I'll tell you real quick. The Chinese, what was ancient, is now the latest news. The ancient history or sayings are now the new dimension in life in some cases. And so if we go back to the Yellow Emperor from China, he put a book out, Yellow Emperor's book, and it was put out in 2880 B.C., so about 5,000 years ago. They wrote this book. And in this book, at that time, 5,000 years ago, the Chinese says, the human body has the ability to live to a great length of time in very good health if you do this. Now, has that got your attention? Well, see, you can make just that presentation right there. The human body has the ability to live to a great length of time. So what is that time now? The human genome's been mapped, and they tell you, you got the potential to live 150 years. Okay, but we don't make 150 years. But that's because aging is not a disease. Aging is decay and degeneration. So that I'm giving you some of this, and I hope I can link it up well enough for you to understand it. So if aging is not a disease, then we can do some other things with it. And if it's decay and degeneration, we can work with that if we know what it is and what's available to do it. And that's what we found. So the Chinese saying is the body can live to a great length of time in very good health if you remove the toxins and the waste and provide the types of nutrients that it needs to function and of course, optimally. Now, that sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Remove the toxins, remove the waste, and provide the nutrients. But what are the toxins? What are the waste? How do you get rid of them? What are the nutrients that it takes? And this is where the age pill has come in. Now, we've got some really great things out there, like your Triangle of Life and Eternity and TSX. I mean, they're just dynamos for health. But out of that, where those are A products, and I would say, no doubt, and I think most of you would say the same, for Restore, powerful product that's out. That Brain Vitality, those are all A products that are out. But the Age Pill is beyond that. It's an A++++ product. It's like nothing else that has ever been created in the history of the world. And yet the science is fulfilling that. So the age pill is based upon three basic things, following this ancient Chinese philosophy. So that which was ancient is now current, and that's what we're doing. We're following that thing. So you have to remove the toxins and the waste. And here's what happens. We duplicate cells from stem cells. They're like the chicken that lays the egg. And as the cells in our body, when we're young, they're duplicating very fast, and they create huge amounts of ATP, which converts to hydrogen, releases hydrogen, which converts to electrical energy, which drives our bodies. That's why children are so energetic. Everything is just firing off, and they're growing and have huge amounts of electrical energy coming from hydrogen created through ATP. That's the mechanism for the cell. You can see this takes a bit to say, but here's the point. During the process of doing all of this duplication, and stem cells either make other cells, and all our cells are changing all the time. From anywhere from a month to 3 years, we've changed about every cell in our bodies, depending on, you know, what organ system it was. So if it's constant change, what happens to those stem cells? Because they're the ones that keep laying the eggs with it. Well, what they do is they take in nutrients, they take in oxygen, and they react the oxygen with glucose, and that creates like a spark in your car. So you take in oxygen, take in gasoline, put a spark, energy comes out. Well, when energy comes out, guess what? You got a lot of toxins there. It goes out the tailpipe in the exhaust. You have the same process happening in your body. You take in oxygen, you take in glucose. That's like the gasoline. It's the sugar. And they react, and they split the oxygen. They oxidize it, and it creates energy. And when you split the oxygen molecule, now you have an unstable molecule, and it wants to oxidize or rust something. And so it starts damaging the very DNA of the cell and other structures within it. Now, the body has antioxidants to neutralize that, but over a period of time, their effectiveness goes down and the amount that you're producing goes down, and the amount of free radicals that you're producing just from metabolism, let alone all of the other outside sources, are increasing. So what that results in is you have that damage, that decay within the cell. And then you have also... Remember, the Chinese said, you know, you have to remove the toxins and the waste. Okay, so the toxins, we can handle those if we know how to neutralize them. But the waste is based on what they call, it's another term, it's called lipofusion. And what it is really, in short terms, it's just cellular garbage. Everything that comes in the cell doesn't make it out. Most of it is after it's produced either another cell or a hormone or a protein or bone or whatever it's producing, it's taking a certain amount of nutrients and there's waste from doing that. And most of it leaves the cell, but over a period of a lifetime, you accumulate a lot within the cells of your body. And then because you're oxidizing glucose, sugar, it starts sugarcoating, and that's the right way of thinking about it, the very DNA in the nucleus of the cell. And so all of that is going on, and that's degeneration, decay. The energy-producing engines within the cell, the mitochondria, they're wearing out. They produce all this energy all of your life, and they just start wearing out, and they start leaking electrons, and that's much more free radical damage. I won't go through all those things for you, but you can see the free radicals, the oxidizers, the damage, and you start building huge amounts of cellular waste. That's what age spots are, is lipofusion that's in there. And then the glycation, the glucose that's oxidized, coats the DNA so it can't function. It blocks it. It's like it's masked. It's taped over, so to speak. So you've got those factors going. Things are decaying, and you have the waste. And then the very energy you're producing goes way, way down. And with that, all of your biological functions start to deteriorate. And it's so critical that after the age of 25, you lose about 8 to 10% of your biology every 10 years. And so when you get down around 60 or so, you're operating normally somewhere around 20 to 25% of what you did when you were 20. And you look at people, their muscle size is way down, their skin and bones in many cases with that, shallow faces, hair's poor quality, skin's poor quality, nails, all those things that you're looking at, eyesight's poor, hearing's poor, all of those things. Why? Because you have decayed and degenerated, and the energy that stem cell has to create it has diminished so much due to wear and tear on it and the toxins that are involved, and the inhibition of it to work by the glycation is made you what you are. And telomeres are going down, and you're getting close to death's door because... Not that you don't, you're going to die in the mid-70s, that's the average, and that's middle age. So if you can live to be 150, what can we do to help you get closer to that goal? And here's what we've developed for you. There are three things that are causing aging. Decay, the cellular waste, and degeneration caused by the lack of cells. In other words, you're losing so many cells every day and you're producing less to replace them. So that's degeneration. So we have a whole system. We have three systems within the age pill. One of it goes in and it takes that glycation that's coated all of those the DNA and those proteins, that not all of them, but much of it, which is so greatly inhibiting what is being done. And there's super nutrients that can go in, because the cells are, or the stem cells are always trying to remove that. They have their own mechanism to remove it. It's just over a lifetime it gets overpowered. But these super nutrients come in, and where the cells are taking nutrients and types like these, what they are, to do it, they're inadequate, and so we flood it with large amounts of super nutrients that studies have shown are effective to support, to feed, to fuel the system that's already working, so that you can remove these, this accumulated, it's like plaque on your teeth, this accumulated plaque on the DNA and the nucleus. So we have a whole system to do that. And so it starts undoing all that, so it can be functional. Then the second one is the cellular waste. And that's, cells get just yellowish brown, whether they're clear, and they start wrinkling up and everything. That's all that happens with the cellular waste. We have another whole system that comes in, and it goes in, and the cellular waste, the sludge, is like your car engine oil. If you didn't ever change the oil and just added what was being used, pretty soon you would have so much sludge in there, it'd ruin your engine. Well, that's happening with your cells too, and they accumulate a lot of it, so it changes the color. So we have a whole separate system to come in on that and to feed the system, the enzyme system that will break down cellular waste on a scale to where we can drain the waste, drain the lipofusin from the cell. So now we got a cell that's pretty well cleaned up. No glycation, no plaque, and no cellular waste. That's the goal of what these ingredients can do. You never get perfect, but it can put you on doing that. So now the next thing to do is to create energy. Now, we all know, well, we know, people in the scientific world, they know what creates energy. And you get to a point where you create ATP. The more ATP you produce, they say, the more energy you have. But that's really not the whole equation. And I won't go what leads up to it. But when you, if you can produce a lot of ATP, it produces a lot of what we call biological hydrogen. And that is what comes down in, that's why all life on Earth is made possible, is hydrogen coming from the sun down in solar radiation. And when the plants take it in, they convert that solar energy into chemical energy. Then we eat plants, or animals eat plants, and we eat animals, and that chemical energy is transferred around in our bodies, and it's in different forms. And when it goes into the stem cell, that chemical energy goes through a whole system and comes up where it creates a lot of ATP, and then a reaction takes place, and you produce this biological hydrogen in higher amounts if you can get more ATP, and it converts to now electrical energy. And so solar to chemical to electrical energy. And the power of the hydrogen molecule is the most powerful one in the universe, and I won't take all the time to go through that and tell you, but that's the kind of thing that we have been able to achieve. We have a whole series and system of ingredients to not rebuild your energy and perk you up and you feel a little better. This is to set you on fire with energy. And we believe, and this is the system that you've already got going. And if you create huge amounts of energy, the stem cells have the ability to repair themselves. The damage that's occurred, even mutagenic damage on the DNA, can be repaired. The cell's doing it anyway. If you smoke a cigarette, about every 15 cigarettes creates a mutagen. Well, so you're mutating. But the body corrects it about as fast as they happen. But over a period of time, some of it starts getting through, and that's what's happened to you. So now the cell still has that mechanism to remove that, but it needs the nutrients to feed the system so it can operate more effectively. So the body, the stem cells, which is the key to this, goes through the whole regenerational process of building themselves stronger. And suddenly, everything is working so well, and you've got this super concentration, flood of super nutrients specific for all three systems. But for the energy system, it supports building enormous numbers or amounts of ATP. The cells will repair the mitochondria that has been damaged. It has the ability to do that, and it is doing it, just doesn't have enough fuel to make it happen. We're putting it in, the right stuff to do it. And I'm not going to get technical, that's irrelevant. You just concepts what's important. And so we can create huge amounts of ATP, which creates huge amounts of hydrogen, which creates huge amounts of electrical energy. And you can be back producing that to levels of where you were a teenager or in your 20s again. And when the stem cells have that, in studies they were doing, old cells, crinkled and non-functional, some even dormant, were all restored to the point of where the old cells were indistinguishable from the young cells in every way, including performance. It's just absolutely amazing to see what this can do. So we have put this super formulation together, and maybe I can get back and do another call with you because there's more information than you'd like to have. But here's the key to it. We remove the toxins, we remove the waste, and we feed the energy system. And in studies, in animal studies, we can't say our product's been tested on, well, it is being tested on humans and some things, but in animal studies, old animals became indistinguishable from young animals, and the biomarkers in humans are turned back to where you were in your 20s again. And what does that mean? Well, you got the wear and tear and deterioration of whatever age you are, and now the biology within your body is being fueled to where you're 20 again. What do you think happens to you? You start growing younger. And remember, this is not a disease. So we're not talking about a structure function plan. We're talking about you're degenerating, you're decaying. We've stopped the decay, and we increase regeneration, so you start becoming a new you, a younger you, muscle size, definition, vision, hearing, skin, hair, all of that starts to come back, and you won't believe it, and how fast it happens. Now, in some in animal studies, it was as little as 2 weeks there is a response. In fact, in some in mice, old cells in mice and old mice were completely restored within 2 weeks. The bigger the mammal, the longer it takes. We anticipate that with people in somewhere from around 4 to 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, many people will start to feel it. After within 2 to 3 months, everybody should be feeling it, or most everybody. Now, I recommend at first that you go in and you double up. And studies show, this is an animal study, so we extrapolate it to people, but if you doubled the dosage on it and you did it for the first 3 months, you have incredible regeneration. And then you go into a bottle a month on the maintenance dosage of it, but the body has the ability to regenerate exponentially, creating energy. Muscle definition even comes back, and size and strength and all of those things. And so the age pill is truly the greatest discovery in the history of human health, and it's certainly the greatest product ever introduced, but it's all up to you. Here you have it in your hands. You are the person right now with the ability to significantly change your life and that of your family and loved ones and literally thousands or tens of thousands of people, but you have to run like the wind because no one else has this but us. And we're going to have it for a while, but eventually some competition may come out. See, we've got all the operations going so that we can handle it here. And the product is reasonable. It's very reasonable. And so it's a dream product. And this is, what do you want? If you're sitting there at 60 years old and you're operating at 20-25%, if you're at 50 and you're operating at 25-30%, my God, don't you want to go back to those where all the biomarkers are at 20 again? And what starts happening to you, what has been happening to you, can stop? What once was can be restored, at least most of it, in part, and your energy level can be like you're 20 years old again. That's what we're offering. That's what the age pill is. There's never been anything like this before. It's as close to the fountain of youth as ever been conceived, even in science fiction, with it. You won't live forever, but now your chance of living much younger, much longer, and much healthier is here. And if you're 50, you don't have to become 60 in age. You don't have to stay 50. Suppose you went back to where your biology and everything and regeneration was like 30. Could you live with that when you're 120, 150 years? Those are the kind of possibilities we're talking about. So it's very significant. Well, I'm absolutely out of time. I talked a lot about some of the other stuff, but this is the really big one. This is the big one of all time.